The guys look like they're ready to go. You'll get a chance to meet each of them. There's four of them. Their combined age is 60. So they're older than me combined, but not by much. Two are at Pittsburgh Kappa, one at Alderdice, one at Winchester Thurston. Here are the Allies. That's the Allies, and there is a very energetic audience out there, but they're behind glass. You can still hear them a little bit, but I want you to know how enthusiastic they are. Rowan sang lead on that song. Tell me about that song, why you guys are playing it, where it came from.
So that song was titled Dreaming, and it's, I don't really know, it's kind of about doing what you love and pursuing what you have and stuff like that. It was kind of deep.
Who wrote it?
We did, yeah.
Wrote it as a group?
Yeah, mostly. I had the lyrics and some of the chords, and we added a bass line and some drum riffs.
You sang it really well. The band sounds great. You guys have been playing together as a group for a while now, haven't you? Because you were here maybe a year or two ago, I seem to remember. And that's not always the case for bands of adults, let alone bands of folks in school. Sometimes people move around a lot. What do you think keeps you guys together?
Well, we've known each other for a really, really long time. It's been 6 or 7 years now. We've been together as a group for about 1.5, maybe, around there. And I think we just have a chemistry that's really unique. We kind of know each other's strengths and weaknesses, and that kind of forms the glue that keeps us working together.
Let's meet everybody in the band, and then we'll have you do another song. Now, that was Rowan Sikora. Any shout-outs for either now or the podcast later or hellos you might want to add?
Definitely everyone who came out to support us today, are all of our parents, my little sister Lucia, and my grandparents, and just all of the people that make this band possible.
Excellent. And now let's turn to Gibson. Hello.
Yeah, hi. I'm going to be singing lead on the next song, and I play guitar, and I play bass often, too. I do a bunch of things.
Well, nice to meet you, and I should say that Rowan and Gibson are at Winchester Thurston and Alderdice, respectively, both in ninth grade. Then we have two Kappa students, both in 10th grade. People want to know those things, so I mentioned those things. And we'll start with the guy on keys who I really enjoyed his sound check. I don't know if you saw the smile on my face. It was almost as if somebody pulled, like, this string on an old doll, and he just started, like, playing ragtime and all sorts of other stuff. It's like, you want a sound check? I'll give you a sound check. And it was good.
Thank you.
Tell me about yourself.
I'm Zach, and yeah, I go to Kappa. I play the keys. I'm not actually at Kappa for music. It's an art school. But yeah, I'm there for Pro Tech, which is pretty fun.
Yeah. What do you do art-wise?
I don't know. Basically, we try to build stuff. I'm not too good at it. Probably better at music, but I try my best.
Well, that's a great place to develop skills. And Kappa, well, all of your schools are great, but Kappa, people think, oh, just arts. No, Kappa's pretty hard across all academic disciplines. You can take an arts and music or writing focus, but it's hardly a cakewalk when it comes to the other subjects either.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Nice to have you here. Let's meet the drummer. You probably need to let's pass that on so we can be sure we hear him. The drummer is Aiden. Hi.
Hi.
And tell me a bit about yourself.
I go to Kappa. I play the drums in this band.
And any shout-outs to anyone?
I guess shout-out to my parents, because without them this wouldn't be possible.
Excellent. And I wonder, let's get another song. We'll get the mic from you so you've got your hands free. And you're probably, I was going to say, Aiden, you're down a little bit. You probably have a smaller kit today than usual, or are you about the same? About the same. That's great. It's good to be able to fit. They're here in our main studio today. So the next song is one Gibson wrote. Gibson,
yes.
Anything we should listen for, or any? Do you want to bias us, or should we just take it in?
Just you can go ahead and listen through and hear what you want to hear.
What's its name?
Restless.
Okay, here again, the Allies.
Don't you think that I can forget this? Don't you think that I can forget this? Yeah, you watch the time in your wrists. And don't you think that I can forget this? Oh, the memories, can't tell them apart. Some just can't decide in your mind or in your heart. Say your goodbyes, open up your eyes. Now or not forever, like to sympathize. Yeah, you watch the time in your restless. Don't you think that I can forget this? Yeah, you watch the time in your restless.
The Allies at the Saturday Light Brigade. I want to be sure we get all four songs in that you planned. So let's just go straight away. What's the next one?
The next one is titled Once a Week, and Gibson's going to switch over back onto bass here.
Perfect time for me to say you're listening to the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings, on WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUPFM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, Ohio, WSAJ Grove City, WNJR Washington, WCUC Clarion, WOHM Charleston, NOCO.FM Fort Collins, Colorado, and RadioPhoenix.org in Arizona. He got the instrument on in time. We tied. I was able to get all those letters and numbers out. You guys feel ready?
Yeah, this song is particularly special to us. We entered the WIP Reimagination Contest last year, which is a songwriting competition for youth bands and solo artists. And we got picked to participate in the album, and it was a really great process. We recorded this song at the church recording studio, and we had a big final fun show, and it was really great opportunity to meet a bunch of different artists our age, so, yeah. We come here once a week to go down the steps and play. Come off the board like they're trying to say, look at the sweet thing that you've made, and now we need to go outside and work it out. And I would go there for you. Like our parents always said, treat others how you would want to be treated. And I would go there for you. And would you do the same for me? And I would go there for you. And we too. Same for me.
would go there for you. Why would you do the same for me? And I would go there for you.
And we too.
And I would go there for you.
And would you
do the same for me?
And I would.
The Allies, great band name. You started, were you Boulevard for a while, or always the Allies?
We were always the Allies.
There's another group, Boulevard of the Allies. Yeah. I like the Allies. They're both good band names, but the Allies is a great name. In fact, makes you wonder why that wasn't taken. It's a good name. It's great to have these guys here, Rowan and Gibson, Zach, who really shined on that last song, Aiden. You all play together very well, and that's one thing as you listen. None of you is really ever you play well as a unit. You all are pretty equally out there as you play, which isn't always the case. You're a band, not one talented person and three other people. Your play as a band as four talented people, which is great. One more song to go. Did you want to mention anything? Are you playing out anywhere, or are there recordings available from a website or just a way that people can hear more of you?
Yeah, so we actually have a couple shows coming up, namely the Roboto Project on November 9th, but you can follow us on Instagram at The Allies Band, and we have a Facebook page at The Allies Music, and there we have all of our info, happenings, upcoming shows, old posts, everything you got to know for all things Allies.
The whole history. Exactly. You can follow them the whole way through. So we've got Gibson with a guitar again, and what are you going to finish up with?
This last one is called Lucia. For my little sister, who's out there supporting
us. Is she there?
Yeah.
Lucia, is that you? Hi. Hi, Lucia.
We wrote the song a while ago, but it's also a very important and, I guess, a staple for this band.
How old was Lucia when you wrote this?
She was 11. No, 10. 10. She's 11 now, and she was 10 when we wrote it.
Excellent. Well, here again, thank you to the Allies, and here they are to finish up.
Still going on, Lucia.
Big thanks again to the Allies.